Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, now that we covered football with Max, we got to just get a little end of the program update on the Sox game, which is, I believe, a 9:37 start tonight.
Sure, perfect LB. Start on a Friday.
LB likes Buck Martinez from TBS because he was up in Toronto. I mean, that's the Canadian. The Canadian guys stick together, whether you are Canadian or whether you played up there. Hey, Buck.
How are you guys doing this morning?
What's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
We're good. We're very excited about the Red Sox winning that game number one and beating their ace, and now it's Dice K tonight, and we're hopeful for a win.
Yeah, you know what? You should be excited with Dice K going. The one concern you have with Dice K is the walk total. He's walked over 5 per 9 innings, and he's always going to put guys on base, but at the same time, he's got the best opponent's batting average with runners in scoring position, and he does a good job of working out of trouble. And, you know, the Angels have just had a terrible time against the Red Sox in their last 4 postseason games. They've hit .207. They haven't scored. They haven't hit a home run, and they're just not getting on base frequently enough to put pressure on the Red Sox pitchers.
Hey, Buck, how important is Jason Varitek in this series as far as carrying tempo and keeping the Sox tempo up so that they don't let LA dictate?
Well, I am biased, of course, because not only am I a former catcher, but I had a chance to work with Jason in the World Baseball Classic. But he does a great job, and I think it was evident in Game 1 when Jonathan Lester was struggling with his command in the first inning, and Jason Varitek got him through that inning and then really settled down nicely, retiring his last 7 batters he faced, going 7 innings. And you know what? With a lesser experienced catcher, he might not have been able to do that. But Jonathan Lester and the rest of these pitchers on the Red Sox staff trust Varitek to the point where if he throws a sign down, they're going to trust him and they're going to pitch and throw that pitch. But he's special. He's a very special guy, and I don't think there's a man on this pitching staff that doesn't believe that he has a lot to do with their success.
Hey, Buck, I got to tell you that Red Sox fans on Wednesday night were a little dismayed when Dustin Pedroia was called the Little Pony. And it turns out that information actually comes from you. Is that correct?
It's actually the Little Horse.
Okay.
And that's a nickname that David Ortiz told me about the first day of the season, because they rely on him to be the horse on their team. And, you know, because of his stature, they call him the Little Pony. He's got so much spirit and so much heart. They shouldn't be dismayed. They should be proud of him, because he represents the spirit of this team.
Yeah.
And he is a pretty special player.
Well, the word that was is Caballito is the word, right?
Caballito.
Caballito. Caballito, Caballito is the word. And obviously, for Sox fans, we got a whole new nickname on Sunday and Monday when everybody calls him Petey around here, Sox fans, but now it's Caballito.
Inside
scoop. I'm surprised that nobody knew about that, but I understand it caused quite an uproar.
Yeah.
But you know what? I take a lot of pride in getting on the field, talking to the players, and I have seen a lot of the Red Sox, and I certainly admire what they do, but you know, he's kind of from my hometown as well, out in California, and I've been watching this kid for a while. He's a pretty special player.
Hey, do you think he felt a little extra pressure in game one? You know, I noticed he was swinging out of his shoes, and he had his troubles in game one a little bit. Do you think he might be feeling the pressure because he was the bat all year long?
No. I think he was just doing his normal thing. And if you remember, he kind of got off to the same type of start last year in the postseason, and I think he's just getting into the flow of it. And it's not unusual to have guys go out there, they're a little bit pumped up, they're a little jacked up. It's a lot of great pomp and circumstance. You get introduced for the first time in the postseason, he'll be fine. He's been fine all year long. Got a chance to be the MVP in my mind.
What about you? Do you think you got a chance also?
Oh, absolutely. I think they both do. They've both been marvelous in their ability to carry this team, and certainly when Lowell went down early, Uke moves over to third base and didn't miss a beat. And then again late in the season when he had the fill-in, it's pretty marvelous a guy can move back and forth from first to third and be such a dynamic defensive player and then bring that type of offense to the middle of the order. He certainly is. It's going to be tough because they're going to split the votes, I'm sure. But these two guys are both worthy of being the MVP in American League.
Hey, Buck, you're Mike Socia. How do you approach Vladdy Guerrero and getting his head into the series? The guy,
well, you can't ask a guy to change. He's done this his whole life. You know what? And everybody's aware of it. He can hit pitches from his toes to his helmet, and right now he's not. And it's not just Vladdy. It's the whole team. They haven't scored any runs. They've only scored 13 runs in their last 15 games, and you're just not going to win when you score that few runs.
Go ahead.
It's difficult to put that kind of pressure on your pitchers. John Lackey said it after game one. He said it's difficult when you think that one mistake could cost you a game, and that's what happened in game one.
I believe they call him the little elephant when he's running the bases. Buck, if you want to tell Chip that, Chip could use that maybe. TBS, Buck Martinez for TBS is with us. I wanted to ask you about Mike Lowell because everybody's wondering whether he's going to play tonight or sit tonight. And, I thought he looked great considering the injury playing the field. And I think he ended up being 0-for-4. What do you think Terry Francona does, Mike Lowell does this evening?
I think he plays. I think J.D. plays again, and they're not going to go on a day-to-day basis. I think he's in the series until he tells them he's out.
Yeah.
I think Mike's he's so important to them defensively and at the plate. He hit a ball hard in game one, just didn't get any luck, but I think he'll be fine.
And are these two the best teams in baseball? I mean, is this the World Series right now? I hear people say that these are the two best teams in baseball playing each other.
Well, right now the Red Sox look like they've got a little better pedigree in the postseason than the Angels, and certainly we have seen that in the past. And I think they're anxious to defend their World Series crown.
And you heard anything about Beckett?
Beckett looks fine. He threw 87 or 67 pitches in the pen. It sounds like he's going to be good, but today's the day. If he comes in and feels fine, I'm sure that they'll put his name in ink on Sunday to get him to pitch in Game 3.
And are you having fun watching Manny Wood, Buck? Manny Ramirez?
Well, you know what? He's a pretty special player, and the Red Sox will tell you that. But it just didn't work out there at Fenway Park. And you know what? He's on a heck of a salary drive, that's for sure.
You're playing for the dough.
He's running balls out all the time. Can you imagine if the lowly Dodgers take the Cubs out of this, the city of Chicago will mass suicide out there, huh, Buck?
It sure will be, and both clubs right now look like they're in trouble, the White Sox and the Cubs. But that's the beauty of baseball. You know, they got another game. In 96, Joe Torre's Yankees lost the first two games, went down to Atlanta away from their fans, and played better and eventually won the World Series. So I think the Cubs are going to they'll mount an attack here before it's all said and done.
Let me tell you something. It's probably a good thing if they both get knocked out, because Chicago native Barack Obama would have a hard time telling everybody that he's rooting for both teams in that one. You know what I mean, Buck?
Yeah, you think they can flip back and forth?
So, Buck, the
Red Sox probably skipped the vote. When they asked him, who do you think's going to do it, he'd skip the vote. What is it, LV?
I was just going to say, so Buck, the Red Sox go to L.A., they take game one. You still like the Angels?
I still like the Angels. I think you got two all-star pitchers in game two and game three in Santana and Saunders. So I think the big thing is they've got to score some runs. And if they can't take advantage of Daisuke walking hitters, then they're not going to be around long. They're going to go quickly.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you maybe next week after we win this thing, and you'll have to take your words back. All right, Buck?
We'll do that.
All right. Buck Martinez,
Buck.
Thanks
a lot. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for being on. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Good to be with you guys.
All right. Buck Martinez from TBS on the Hillman Morning Show at WAAF.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.